Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
And now the pitch by Martinez is up and in and hits Gerald Williams on the left hand.
Dig your cleats in.
Now he's going to charge the mound. He's going to charge Martinez, and the fight is on. He got a right hand in before he's grabbed from behind by Barachek, and now the benches are empty.
It's time for hour two of the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris.
Yerzynski wanting to know, am I going? He is going.
And Mike Lynch.
It is a collision at the plate, and Yerzynski not only bangs into Barrett, bangs onto the plate, and here they go.
Step up to the plate for hour two of the Hot Corner.
Posehnik getting into it with Barrett. I mean, there is some hooking going on in the bottom of two pile.
On 1080.
Rudez had helped. Whoa! Bautista got all he could handle with that. Wow. That's some pretty solid contact right there.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that on the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan and radio.com. Speaking of podcasts.
Yes, everybody who's angry, I posted the first 3 hours of primetime, and maybe Joe posted the club.
Yeah, it's up.
It's up.
God, get over it, guys.
It's up and it's good.
Get over it. speaking of podcasts, the Beers on Us podcast will drop tomorrow as we taste through some Chicha beers, a brewery that we've been kind of like lusting over the last year or so.
Good catch, because I think I knew what word you were going to say, and you probably shouldn't have said it.
No, I was going to say fond.
Ah.
But I thought lust was a little more.
Fondling over?
Fondling? Ooh,
hey. We've also gotten in contact with one of the people who works down there. So
yes.
Maybe we'll go down there at some point, too.
Yes, so download that wherever you get your podcast. Plus, we will taste a week.
Day 15
technically, but yes. It'll be the third time we have drank our beer that the kind friends at Barely Brewing made us beer of the week. They're still available. There's not a lot left, guys. So if you want any of that beer, there's about 20 cases left, and I believe there's 6 4-packs to a case.
And there were 100 cases originally, right?
Yes. So it's almost gone. Expected to be gone by the end of next week. So if you need some of that, go to one of the two Bear Lick locations and get that. All right. We're going to shift here a little bit. We're going to get off topic, and I'm really trying hard to stay focused as Clemente is there playing highlights on Major League Baseball of Clemente, and he's the greatest.
I also like to update that it's now 29-9 Braves, and it's the seventh inning.
I would like you to keep us updated on that, please, mm-hmm. Michael.
It's up in front of me.
Thank you. We shift over last week. We kind of just organically fell into this, but we all have teams that we're pulling for in the Eastern Conference of the NBA, correct?
Correct.
We've all got this. And I was worried going into today that it would just be me versus Mike, but Joe is alive.
Damn right.
Joe's alive. Kyle Lowry hit a big shot for the first time in his entire career.
You know, that's just Kyle Lowry
high
in
school,
the playoffs.
College, NBA.
That's just what he does.
for the first time. He's a 10-year NBA vet.
He stuck his big booty out there and he hit the shot.
For those of you that didn't catch it last week, Joe's horse in this race is the Toronto Raptors. Mm-hmm. My horse is the Boston Celtics. Mike is sitting over here pretty and relaxed because he's a Miami Heat guy.
Yep.
I will say
Miami Heat. I predicted it.
I feel like I did influence Mike's decision a little bit on Sports Sunday when I did a hate it or love it. The Miami Heat are going to win the series.
I'm not sure you influenced it. It's just where the opinion became a reality.
But I threw out the idea, you know, I was like, hey, that's a possibility. That could definitely happen. And you guys are like, yeah, Joe, you're right. It could happen. I like where you're going with
what,
this.
Miami
I'm pretty sure I was way more defiant than that, Joe.
What, Miami being the Eastern Conference representative?
I don't know.
Beating the Bucks.
Just beating the Bucks.
Do you think Miami will beat the Bucks? Hate or love it, Miami will beat the Bucks.
How many games have been played on Sunday?
Zero. It was before the series started.
Oh.
This was two Sundays ago.
Oh, two Sundays. I was like, this is 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Two Sundays ago.
Oh, look at you,
Mike.
Look at
the big brain on me.
Jumping on the Heat wagon.
And me.
Joe, the producer, he did ask the question.
He did ask the question.
Got to give
love to Joe. I planted the seed.
And I chose the Celtics because I am a...
I think you watered the seed. You were the little water pot.
I chose the Celtics because I blatantly, blindly just love Jason Tatum, who did not have a great night tonight.
And Brad Stevens.
And I do love Brad Stevens, too. Jason Tatum's stats look good, but he had a lot of mistakes tonight. Right? There's no lie about that. Not like Westbrook level, but...
Yeah, he had some mistakes. By the way, pause. My favorite thing in baseball recently... is the batter asking for the third base umpire to call if it was a check swing and then having him call him out and the batter being annoyed. Because he's like, check it. Oh, like, yeah, I went strikeout.
And who was that at the plate?
Was that Cody? Cody Bellinger?
Yeah. And how's he doing?
I don't know, actually. Is it not good?
I mean...
This is a basketball segment, Patrick.
He's not the best player on his team.
Go like Raps.
Oh, he's hitting.
I don't even think he's the third best player on his team.
Oh, well, who's the best player? Mookie Betts?
That would be Mook.
Who's the second best player?
That'd be Walker Buehler.
Oh, I was thinking Henderson Lee. Okay.
Okay, then I'll choose Justin Turner and Corey Seager.
Chris Taylor?
Sure.
Max Muncy?
Sure.
AJ Pollock?
Sure, I'll take them all.
Will Smith, Gavin Lux?
Gavin Lux, for sure. Let's go. I want to get back to basketball, Kike Michael.
Kike Hernandez?
Ooh, I like Kike. His brother plays for my team.
I like Caesar a lot.
I do like Caesar.
I didn't know they were brothers, though.
I don't know if they are either. I'm just assuming. And probably
Hernandez
racially
is
profiling.
A very common last name.
Probably just racially profiling, too, which makes me a terrible human being.
His brother's on my team. I was like, what?
I don't know. I think that, anyway. We'll let someone... Anyway, okay. Bring it back in, Michael.
Caesar Hernandez.
Damn it! I still like the Celtics in this 7-game series, okay? They're going to get the home court advantage. No, they're not. They're going to be on the road.
They're not brothers.
For game 7.
The first thing that came up
Nobody
was...
Nobody said they were brothers, Mike. Get over this, dude. What is wrong with you, man?
The first thing that Hernandez came up was...
Hernandez is a common name, dude.
Is should I start either or in fantasy baseball? That's the first article that came up.
You got to quit just assuming things, Mike. It makes you look bad. I do believe the Boston Celtics have a chance in this series.
Oscar Hernandez related to them as well?
Oh, my God.
Nobody can hear the noise you're making on the air.
Dang it! I was really hoping they could hear that.
It's just in the room.
Can we talk basketball? Please. Please.
Yes.
I do believe the Celtics will win this series. I think Toronto is putting up a good fight, but I think this is such an evenly matched thing that I will look at coaching, and I know everyone loves Nick Nurse, but I don't think Toronto has enough of a closer to beat Boston. I think Boston has a better coach with a slightly less roster.
I will say that in the last few games,
Siakam is... phenomenal.
I've been more impressed by the Raptors' energy.
Started so bleh.
Well, they had a desperation because they were down 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back and tied it at 2. And then, you know, Celtics just destroyed them last game and made it 3-2. I think the Raptors are showing a little bit more of that want to than the Celtics are right now, which would make me nervous if I was pulling for the Celtics because that's what matters in game seven. If you're both playing fine enough, who wants it more? And right now the Raptors want it more.
They do want it more. I guess what I think is Tatum was really sloppy today, and I can't expect him to be as sloppy next game. If Tatum's not sloppy, Boston wins that game in regulation, not in double overtime.
Debatable, but I mean, sure, it's a possibility.
Yeah, and I just think Boston's the better team right now. Now, if...
Yeah, I think Boston is a better built team, but it doesn't matter because it's going to game seven.
It's going to game seven. It's best two words in sports, right?
Says the most generic people of all time, yes.
What's the score of the Braves game?
Did you know that the father of Cesar Teoscar and Kike Hernandez is Orlando Alduque Hernandez?
I hate you so much.
Yes, I was waiting to drop that in.
Because it was not Orlando Hernandez. It was LeVon Hernandez, duh.
He was the grandfather. He was the grandfather.
Right, because LeVon Hernandez, his son, was El Duque.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Even though LeVon pitched after El Duque, LeVon faked his age. So he was the grandfather.
Wait, aren't they brothers? Wait, although on the real, though, LeVon Hernandez is younger than El Duque?
I'll look.
I thought LeVon was older of the two.
I think Orlando's older, but I'll look.
God, El Duque with that, just that leg kick.
El Duque currently 54.
Allegedly.
LeVon Hernandez currently 45.
Yeah. Allegedly.
I mean, that's a 10-year alleged difference. I think El Duque is a little bit older.
They were peaking at the same time, and one guy's 10 years old. What are you talking about? LeVon Hernandez was on the 97 squad, and he was great.
That was his second year.
And El Duque was on the Yankees in 98.
Yeah.
In what, his 10th year?
Looking in his first year.
Yeah, see what I mean? Like, these guys are the same age.
That's a good point. I thought El Duque had been around longer.
They showed up at the same time, and one guy just magically is 10 years older than the other guy. El Duque is 54.
Yes.
And LeVon is 45. Garbage.
Grandfather and father.
Grandfather and father.
So Cesar, Kike, and Teoscar.
Yeah, move over, Molinas. We got a new pedigree in baseball.
And what was Fausto Carmona's real name? Wasn't he a Hernandez too? Wasn't he Roberto Hernandez?
Roberto Hernandez, yeah.
Cousin.
Sorry
for hijacking your basketball segment, but I thought that was very important information.
It's all right, man.
It's still 29-9 in the bottom of the eighth inning.
You know me, I'm just slowly but surely trying to turn this show into a basketball show, man.
I just want the Braves to score 30, so that way it can be the most recent 30-run game besides the Rangers beating the Orioles by scoring 30 runs.
He's always got the Orioles on the mind.
So go Braves.
The first pinch hitter of the game was a Danny Echevarria, who still exists as a player.
Oh, wow.
And he singled. So... Let's go. Runner on first, one out in the eighth inning, 29-9.
Let's go.
Marcelo Ozuna up to the plate.
Braves scored 19 runs today, too. Or, excuse me, Brewers.
Yes.
19 zip.
That's, yeah.
What's worse, 19-0 loss or a 29 and counting to 9 loss?
I think it's 19-0.
I think giving up 29 runs is pretty egregious.
Scoring 9, though, is like, hey, man, we kept fighting.
They lost by 20. They're going to lose by 20. That's one more than 19.
But they didn't get shut out.
Yeah, but teams get shut out all the time. You don't always give up 29 runs in a game.
And interestingly enough, both teams did not score in the first. Milwaukee nor Atlanta.
In the most 2020 phrase of all time, agree to disagree. Except for we're not being racist right now, which is really rad.
We're debating about masks.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you do you, all right?
Hey.
What was that?
Just me and Joe talking. Mike, just sit back and push the buttons. I'm tired of this producer crap coming in and telling me how to run things. Joe and I are clearly doing a baseball show here. As Mike starts eating his food. All right. Let's stop piling on Mike. When we come back, the Yankees suck. This is the 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
It's 818 here, Portland sports leader. Who is the second baseman for the New York Yankees right now?
DJ LeMahieu.
Who is the first baseman for the New York Yankees right now?
Luke Voit.
Who is the third baseman for the New York Yankees?
Currently Miguel Andujar, because good old Gio Urshela is on the IL.
That is incorrect. Guess who played third base today?
Tyler Wade?
DJ LeMahieu.
Oh.
Wade
played second.
I was asking all those questions because I was hoping that you would have answered DJ LeMahieu in all of them.
Oh.
As I do have him on my fantasy team, and he qualifies for first, second, and third.
Yep.
So let's get into this. And I was teasing you before the break about this, and you know, we've been on text message threads together of people kind of trying to light up the Yanks, and the Yanks are an easy target when they're not playing well. It's easy to make fun of them, but I actually want to talk about this on a baseball level, because on paper, healthy, this team is a juggernaut. Pitching, there's a little bit to be desired, but the bullpen should be good, and you should be hitting. You should be 29-8 right now, not the Braves.
Yes,
or 29-9, whatever the score is. What is the score?
29-9.
Okay, that should be you guys. Right now, you are two games behind the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yep.
In the American League, with still the best Vegas odds to make the playoffs. That's a Yankee thing. So I will give.
Also, the rest of their schedule is very easy.
As I have taken over this show many times over the last 5 years to lament, Mike, I turn this to you. Please tell me, is this. What is going on? Is this salvageable? Is this short-term panic? Is this going to be okay? Blah, 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 blah. All that kind of stuff. Give me what the hell's going on with your baseball team? You guys should be dominating.
Well, the Yankees started like hot fire.
Hot fire.
Super great to start the year.
Giancarlo looked like the MVP, the Mike Stanton that we all love.
And then Judge hit a bajillion home runs in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And, you know, Torres was struggling and Sanchez was struggling, but it was fine. Here's what's happened. One, the injuries have struck again. Last year was a historic year for injuries for the Yankees. And this year,
Brian Cashman managed that beautifully.
I'm just going to let that go. This year, you had Stanton get hurt. You had Judge get hurt. He came back and got hurt immediately the next game because he came back too soon.
And he said he was good to go, too.
LeMahieu got hurt. Gio Urshela has been hurt.
I think the LeMahieu one was really rough.
Zach Britton got hurt. Chapman was on COVID list for most of the season thus far.
I imagine he likes to party.
There's also, I'm probably forgetting some now, but other players have also gone on the injured list. It's been, Paxton got hurt, too. And it's been just another year of an insane amount of injuries. And last year, what the Yankees did was, frankly, I thought impossible. They still won games at the rate that you expected them to, with a bunch of bench guys playing almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
And this
year,
that's
where you saw Gio Urshela play well.
Mike Tauchman.
DJ LeMahieu, for that matter.
Sure.
Because I don't think you signed him thinking he was going to be a huge factor, and he probably could have won the MVP last year.
This year, you've had one player hit well as an injury replacement. That's Clint Frazier. He's hit very well coming up this year, which is good for him because I like him a lot.
Can't catch a fly ball.
He's much better at that now. That was a weird, like, Melky Cabrera 1 year of just forgetting how to play defense kind of thing, which Cabrera did for the Yankees, by the way, in his rookie year. I remember I saw him in his MLB debut. I went to that game, and he dropped his first fly ball in center field, and it was like, uh-oh, and he dropped a couple more. Outside of Clint Frazier, Mike Tauchman's not having the season he had last year. Tyler Wade's not having a good year. Any player they've brought in to replace these guys is just struggling. Now, the guys who have stayed healthy, quote unquote, Gleyber Torres also missed a bunch of months.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Sanchez has still forgotten how to hit. He has continued to not remember how to hit.
He's batting 121 right now with 7 home runs.
They've started to
that
bench
doesn't
him.
Make any sense.
They've started to bench him recently, but he he's had some good at bats, and they're thinking it might be turning around. And then he has one bad game, and he has a weak bat after that because he can't get out of his own head. He's actually catching pretty well this year.
Okay.
Defensively, he's been better. He's a much better framer, and he's actually getting a little bit better at blocking as well. And Gerrit Cole is just heaping praise on him. So I guess Gerrit Cole likes working with him, which is a good sign as a defensive catcher. Sanchez can't hit. Gleyber Torres, before he went down with an injury, couldn't hit.
He's batting .234.
Aaron Hicks can't hit. He's getting on base a lot. He's walking a lot, but he's forgotten how to hit.
Aaron Hicks is tied with Luke Voit for most games played.
Yes, and Voit is actually having a good year, but Voit is now dealing with a foot injury that he's playing through.
He's got 14 home runs, batting .271.
Yes.
With a .934 OPS.
He's having a very good season.
It's a nice season.
But he also is hurt. He's just playing through it. I think they didn't say what it was. I bet he has like plantar fasciitis where you can play through it. It just hurts a lot. He's limping often. He can't run that fast down to first base. So a lot of the guys who have come up haven't played well. The guys who have stayed healthy outside of Voit are not playing well. The bullpen has been a disaster, an absolute disaster.
Which shouldn't be on paper.
Adam Ottavino can't pitch. This is the weirdest thing for me as a Yankee fan. So they signed Ottavino to the 4-year deal after he was great with Colorado.
Mm-hmm. I like Ottavino a lot.
Last year, statistically, he was very good. But every time I watched him pitch, he sucked. And it didn't mean he gave up a run. He was just not great. This year, that has come back to roost, and he just sucks. Chad Green, remember last year he started? He was terrible. They sent him back down to the minors. He came up. He was awesome. He's terrible. Zach Britton's been really good. He got hurt. Chapman's pitched like 4 games and hasn't been great yet. He's not fully into the swing of things yet. And everybody else in the bullpen is just everybody else in the bullpen. They've had to bring up like 8 guys from the minors from the taxi squad. None of them have pitched well. And starting rotation-wise, Cole has been good but not great. He's had some great starts. He's had a couple of bad starts. He's been mostly kind of in the middle. He gives up 1 or 2 home runs a game.
I chalk that up to COVID.
He gives up, you know, also Yankee Stadium, hard place to pitch.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Houston was too.
I just chalk it up to not a spring training, not really comfortable yet.
Paxton wasn't good, and then he got hurt. Tanaka's been fine, but they have a really weird pitch limit on him for some reason. Jordan Montgomery came back this year. He hasn't been great. The only bright spot for the Yankees right now, pitching-wise, is their young rookie, Davey Garcia, has come up and has pitched wonderfully in his first 3 starts.
Yeah,
very excited about him. So basically, it's all of that together at once. Plus, when you start losing and the pressure is as high as it is for the Yankees, you start kind of getting that much harder on yourselves. It's just a confluence of events that has made them a .500 baseball team right now. And normally, you'd say regular season, it's 40 games. They'll be fine, right? Judge will come back. Stanton will be back. They'll all be back. They'll be healthy. And all of a sudden, it'll turn into a rolling train again. But you can't say that this year.
Right.
Because there's 18 games left in the season or whatever it is, and it's different.
So I'm looking at everybody's I'm looking at everybody's stats here, and the baseline is going to be 30 games, okay?
Okay.
These are the guys that have played 30 or more games. You're looking at Luke Voit, DJ LeMahieu, Gio Urshela, Aaron Hicks. Torres is one shy.
So far 2 of those guys you mentioned have already been hurt.
Mike Tauchman, Brett Gardner, Gary Sanchez, Tyler Wade, okay? Tyler Wade has played 36 games.
What is he hitting, like 180?
161.
Yeah.
Gary Sanchez, 34, batting .121. Brett Gardner, 36 games.
He's hitting like .190.
Brett Gardner is hitting .165. Tauchman, 32, .238. You're like, oh, wow, a bright spot.
No.
Aaron Hicks leads the team with Luke Voit at 39 games. Aaron Hicks is batting .209.
His OBP is really high, though. He does get on, but he's a big walk guy.
His OBP is .377. So, yeah, that puts him up in the higher echelon, definitely of the guys batting over or playing over 30 games. I believe, real quick.
He should be first on that.
He's number one of guys over 30 games. I mean, like, Giancarlo's on base is .453, but he's only played 14 games.
Yeah.
Luke Voit, 39 games. He's batting .271. That's your shining bright.
Yep.
Gio Urshela, 31 games, .272. Not
Urshela
so bad.
Urshela was great. Yeah.
Not so bad. I mean, really,
Urshela had a ton of big hits.
The best player on the Yankees is DJ LeMahieu. He's played 33 games and he's batting .355.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's necessary. It is injury when Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, are not in your lineup, especially as outfielders, and I know Stan DHs, when you're missing that, that's a big piece. But it's all around, in my opinion. It's just something is not clicking in this team. And here's where it comes around for me. This team is too good to be playing this bad. And remove Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. I'm talking the Gleyber Torreses of the world, the Brett Gardners, the Gary Sanchezes, the Luke Voits. That team is too good to be playing this bad. You know what you need, Mike? You need a manager. And right now, I don't think you have one.
This is the first time I've had any sort of negative thoughts about Aaron Boone. I think Aaron Boone is a very good manager. I've been against you on that for the entire time. Mm-hmm.
And I've been annoyingly, like, fun poking at you for it. But I do honestly believe this team is too good to be this bad.
I think Aaron Boone is...
The Yankees are bad.
I think they are.
They're not just not good. They're bad.
They are. I think Aaron Boone is a very good manager. I think he does a lot of things very well. And I think because he's the Yankees manager, he hasn't had to deal with something like this because they don't lose in ways like this often.
Sure, sure.
This is the first time I've had the thought that he's not that he's the wrong guy for the job, but he needs to tweak this. Because remember, he's still early in his managerial career. He never managed anywhere before the Yankees.
Sure.
What is this, year three for him now? Year two? Year three?
Three.
Three, I think, yeah. He's too nice in these situations, right? He's great about fostering a clubhouse environment. He's great at like getting to know all the guys and being on the right page. And maybe this is just from what we see in the media and what he says in press conferences. He's like, oh, well, I still saw some positives today and just trying to keep the morale up and all that kind of stuff. And at some point, you got to drop the hammer a little bit, right? And maybe he does do that and it just doesn't come out.
Yeah, it doesn't come out. I mean, he's kept everything pretty internal, which is something I do like about him.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yankee business is just too exploited in the media.
That's what he's very good at all of that. That's the one thing I wish is that he would come out and say, look, we're not playing well right now, and we have to change it. But he always has this little, like, this little positive tone to it, and I hope that's not what has caused it to happen in the clubhouse. Now, 2 days ago, Brian Cashman came down to talk to them, as you would say, their real manager, and he gave them a little pep talk, and they didn't give too many details about it, but he...
Win one for the Gipper.
He went and did a talk, and they wound up losing 2-1, but they won today, 7-2. And, you know, maybe that's like that extra step of like, guys, I'm your GM, and I can trade you all. Mm-hmm. Like, get your ass together. Now, I said, oh, you're all here for a reason. I didn't make a trade at the deadline because I believe in you being part of this
team. Earn those pinstripes. That's why you wear them.
That's what he said. But I have a feeling Cashman is a no-nonsense kind of guy.
His pedigree says so.
So it's I have a feeling he went down there and was like, I will trade all of you if you do not turn this around right now.
Yeah.
He probably pointed. He's like, Tyler Wade, you're expendable. Brett Gardner, you can retire. Mike Tauchman, you were a great one-year story. Bye-bye. You know. He could point to every guy in the room and be like, wake the F up. So we'll see. Their schedule is actually not that bad the rest of the way. They played Orioles, Blue Jays. I think they do Orioles, Blue Jays again. Now, both those teams are better than we thought in the beginning of the year, but the Yankees should beat both of those teams. They're done. They should, right? To your point, they should. They're done playing the Rays. I think they've got one more series against Boston, who's garbage. So they've got teams that are beatable to get them back up towards the top of the AL East. But, you know, you got to get momentum. It's just that simple.
We're against the clock, so I'm going to leave on this. Teams in the American League that are out of it: Boston, Texas, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Anaheim. Okay, those teams are done. Seattle is 2.5 games behind the Yankees in the 8th seed. Detroit is 2 games behind the Yankees for the 8th seed. Those teams are trash. Baltimore is a game and a half behind the Yankees for the 8th seed. And that's, I don't mean to bash on, as Joe's licking his chops in behind the glass there.
Like, no, they're trash.
That is just an area. If the Yanks don't make the playoffs, heads are going to roll. Boone does not survive this season. And I've said it now. I don't think, unless they win a World Series, Aaron Boone is the victim of this.
Unless they win a World Series?
Yeah.
No.
At least to the ALCS.
There's no way.
All right.
Boone's not getting fired no matter what for this year. No matter what.
All right. All right. We'll see how that goes. That's your Yankee update, and we'll continue watching the American League as things are getting kind of interesting with Tampa Bay up top, Chicago White Sox right behind, Oakland's topped off a little bit. We'll keep you updated on that. When we come back, fair or foul, but first there's Joe with sports.
Is it fair?
Oh, my
goodness.
That's
a fair ball!
Or is it foul?
Well, he thought it was foul, I think.
A knowledge test for Patrick and Mike to see how well they know the big leagues.
Mathematics and strange symbols now as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. The OBP and the SLG and the ISO and the you name it.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
Peralta knocks it into center. David tonight, 2-for-2, a leadoff single here in the fourth. And nobody noticed.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is Fair or Foul. We do it every single week at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. And without further ado, the hardest working man at 1080 The Fan, not named Mike Lynch, or I'll just stick with Mike Lynch. I think we piled on him enough today, so we'll give him the credit today. But the second hardest working man at 1080 The Fan, Mr. Joseph Fisher, the third.
And just a quick update real quick.
Ooh, I love quick updates real quick.
About the NBA playoffs.
Ah, yes.
The NBA is investigating Daniel House of the Houston Rockets. The Rockets' forward's status might be in question as the league probes potential violation of bubble protocol.
I read that he didn't play last game and they just said DNP. And he's not playing tomorrow.
Interesting.
Do you think it's the ladies?
Those lemon pepper wings, man, they'll do it to you. Oh,
man, I want those wings so bad. I'm with Charles Barkley. Like, I'm ready to drive to Atlanta tomorrow just to have those wings.
Okay, so let's get this started, shall we?
Pretty good.
There's some guys that are always top of the leaderboard in OPS and OPB and
the ISO. Yes.
You know, Mike Trout is a familiar name up there. Fernando Tatis taking the league by storm.
You know, he was good. His son's a little bit better, though.
Junior.
Sorry, that was a bad joke.
Okay. It was better than Red Dead, whatever the hell Mike said.
Touche.
But fair or foul. Is Nelson Cruz leading the MLB in OPS at the age of old?
At the age of old. I mean, I believe he is 43.
42.
42? Okay.
Might be 40. Maybe he's 52.
Yeah, right? If LeVon Hernandez is 10 years younger than El Duque.
He is 40.
He is 40.
Just turned 40 in July.
He's 47. Is he leading the whole MLB or just the AL?
The entire MLB in OPS.
In OPS.
Is he, though?
The old man's still hitting bombs. He is. Minnesota's actually fallen off quite a bit. They're actually third in the Central, despite a lot of people picking them to win it, just because nobody has faith in Cleveland's offense and the White Sox are still young. But he has been the one shining bright of that. You know what? I'm going to go out on a Lynch. Ooh, did you like that? I'm going to go out on a limb.
I was going to say, is this something that I do often?
No. I'm going to go out on a limb. I just happen to say you because I love you and I think you're fantastic. And you're pretty, too. I'm going to go out on a limb and give the boomstick a little bit of love. I'm going to say fair that he is leading the OPS.
I'm going to just go on the other side here just for some interesting S's and G's. I know that he was for a while, but I think Cruz got cold for a couple of weeks in the middle. And I wonder if that means he dropped to like second or third behind like a Tatis or something.
It is fair.
Ooh.
Leading the league in OPS with a 1.117. Next is Mike Trout, Freddie Freeman, Fernando Tatis. But yeah, old man Nelson Cruz.
Dude, don't sleep on Freddie Freeman. You just hear he's number three.
Yeah,
that guy is having an MVP season,
survivor.
And no one is going to give him the credit for it because it's going to go to Tatis Jr. But Freddie Freeman is a straight baller.
All right,
like he is Joey Votto on steroids, but not really on steroids. But you know what I mean.
I mean, I think you could just say he's Joey Votto. I think Joey Votto, when in his prime, was as good as Freeman is now.
I think Freeman's better than him.
On just to our next one, eight teams per.
Oh, hey, look, it's Cesar Hernandez's brother.
I hate you.
Per league that will make the playoffs. Every team that is in a playoff spot now, so basically if the playoffs ended today, the teams that are in it now will be in the playoffs at the end of the season. So as you mentioned, like the Angels, Orioles, Tigers, Mariners are
on the outside.
I've seen
the American League. I didn't look at the National League, and I'm off the page. So
I got it.
It's basically the Mets are the only team on the outside, and then after that it falls off to the Nationals.
So. It would be right now the playoffs in the National League would be Dodgers, Cubs, Braves, Phillies, Cardinals, Padres, Giants, and Marlins.
Oh, you do have the Rockies, the Brewers as well?
Rockies, Brewers, Mets, Cincinnati are close-ish.
Yes.
I would say the Nationals, Arizona, and Pittsburgh are done. Sorry, so, did we ruin your fair foul?
No, he's asking, will all eight teams that are currently in it make it?
So do you think like the Rockies or the Brewers or the Mets or the Reds will make it?
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say foul. Because there's enough teams on the bottom that are close enough that I could see some shifting happening, especially in the National League. I mean, the Marlins are in it right now because they played less games. They're 19-19.
This is true.
So I think I could see some moving around there. The Cardinals are in second because they're 18-17. And they're going to make up almost all of their games, both of those teams, with a lot of doubleheaders. So I think that could hurt them, even though they're seven-inning games. So I'll say foul. We'll see some change before the end. So how about the Giants currently in the playoffs?
Giants. Yeah, they're terrible. Their roster is such trash.
They're above 500.
Justin Smoke just got signed to the Giants, by the way.
People are trying to tell me that Johnny Cueto's having a great season and he pitches three great innings and then gets lit in the fourth. And they're like, Johnny Cueto pitching well this year.
I remember when he was on the Reds and good.
I remember when he was on Kansas City and won a World Series. I remember when he got a fight on Cincinnati. You know what? I actually, I probably agree with Mike and say foul.
Orioles will sneak in there? Yeah, probably.
Although I really lean towards fair. I think the American League is pretty set.
Except the Orioles sneaking in there? Yeah.
Unless the Yanks really fall off, or maybe Toronto falls off.
What if the Yanks just turn it back on again?
Then the American League is set.
How about this, though? Every AL team that is in that 1-8 has a positive run differential.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You are correct. And the number 9 team is at 0. You guys don't have a run differential.
Hey, I'll take it.
That's better than whatever negative nonsense there was last year.
Yeah. And the only reason I'm going to say foul is I don't believe in Miami. But I don't believe in Milwaukee or the Mets. I do think Colorado could sneak in.
Baltimore was negative 252 run differential last year.
My God.
Not the worst, though.
They're at 0, Joe. Like, being negative 100 is an upgrade.
They are second worst, but the worst team was 80 runs worse than they were.
The Tigres?
The Tigres. Minus 333.
Jesus. Fair or foul, worst run differential in baseball. Don't look at your computers.
Well, I have to guess who?
Yeah.
Mariners.
Texas Rangers.
It is the Texas Rangers.
Because they
Mariners, can't hit. Mariners are only minus 34. Texas is minus 66.
Yikes.
With Boston right behind them at minus 65.
Texas is Texas is quite bad.
Okay. We will get to one last one here. Patrick's favorite pitcher that he likes to slurp up.
I am so excited to slurp up my favorite pitcher in baseball.
Shane Bieber. Taijuan Walker.
No. Jacob DeGrom.
Jacob DeGrom.
Fair or foul, has walked less than 10 batters this season.
I'm going to go ahead and say
that could be 10 or less.
I'm going to go ahead and say this is a trick question. He's walked 11.
Has he?
I don't know.
That's where you're living,
Mike? That's where I'm living. Joe does one of these trick questions every single week, and this is the one right here.
Phrase the question again, please.
Jacob DeGrom has walked 10 batters or less this season so far.
I'm going to go with fair. I believe Jacob DeGrom. I believe the only starter that would qualify for this that has walked less people is Shane Bieber.
I'd have to check, but Mike's right. 11 batters he has walked.
I'm on to you, Joe.
It is foul. Yes, you're catching on to my tricky ways. I had one more. It was about Justin Timberlake joining the owner group, trying to bring a team to Nashville. So,
oh, yeah, dude.
I know. Patrick,
I don't care whatever the
bad.
Eastern side.
I mean, I'm super pumped about it, but it's like, don't step on my Portland Mavericks.
Well, it's an Eastern time zone.
My question was going to be fair or foul. If Portland can't have an MLB team, then Justin Timberlake can.
Fair. Shane Bieber has 14 walks, so I was wrong.
Although, what has Timberlake done with the Grizzlies, huh?
Ja Morant.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he did.
He's just a part owner, isn't he?
He did.
He's just like a partial owner.
Yeah, like LeBron is a partial owner of Liverpool.
Right.
Same sort of thing. All right, that's fair or foul. Thank you, Joe, for that. That was a good one. I enjoyed that. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
We're watching this guy pitch for the Dodgers. I don't know his name. I can't see the back.
I think it's Bruzdar Gratterall.
You just made that up. Bless you.
Look it up. Tight. Ooh, he fell.
He probably is on the DL for the next 60 days.
So he has the most like old man softball pitching stance and throw, wind up, but he throws 100 miles an hour. He looks like he's barely trying, and then the ball is just like, ha!
I mean, I saw it. It said a hundo.
Well, you're just going to watch him fall, so you're not really going to get
the right.
indication of it.
You know what we didn't get to today?
What's that?
Joe West pulling one of the most Joe West moments ever and tossing out the Nationals general manager when he was in like the upper deck outfield suite, not wearing a mask. And he had the Atlanta manager and staff call security on him.
I think that's because we don't like to give Joe West any time on this program because he's an idiot.
But still.
Who's Joe West?
Damn it.
Nice. He threw out a dude in the upper deck of right field.
Yes.
For not wearing a mask.
No, he threw him out because he was chirping at him.
From right field?
Well, it was
hey, man, you suck!
Nobody's in the stands.
I don't know, man. I got a pretty loud voice. I don't know if I'm coming from upper deck to Joe West.
Yes, you could.
You think so? An empty stadium?
Absolutely.
Is an airplane flying by?
Have you heard your voice?
No, I just say it.
It's loud.
Okay.
You can yell.
All right. Fair or foul?
I don't like to give Joe West any love because he's an idiot.
Joe, here's an extra.
Also a terrible umpire.
Here's an extra fair or foul. Dead Billy Martin has a better shot at winning his second World Series before Aaron Boone wins his first.
I'd say fair.
I'm with fair on that one,
Sounds
too.
About right.
Shouldn't have fired Joe Girardi. Just saying.
No, I think we should have.
Shouldn't have hired Aaron Boone.
No, I think we should have.
Should have gone with Alex Cora.
No.
Might have a World Series.
All right, calm down. Calm down there, Patrick. That still makes me throw up a little bit in my mouth. The fact that they won a World Series like 3 years ago.
Corey Seager is really good.
Corey Seager is super good.
That guy just hit himself in the shin.
He did. You know, did you see when, this is probably a couple weeks ago, but we didn't talk about it on the show, that Corey Seager and Kyle Seager, in the first time they ever played each other in a Major League Baseball game, they both went home run.
I did see that, yeah.
And they both got to round the bases and pass each other.
I don't think we
talked about it. We didn't talk about it. I just thought that was kind of a cool moment, you know. And Kyle Seager is also now third most games played by a Mariner. Second most games played by a Mariner.
All time?
All time.
What?
Kyle Seager's
How
been
long
playing.
Has he been there for?
He's been there for like 10 years and plays 162.
Really?
Yeah.
10 years already?
I'll look it up right now.
You're probably right, but I feel like in my head he's been there for 5 years.
Right. Kyle Seager debuted for the Mariners in 2011. He has played 10 seasons, 1,303 games. Maybe that's what I saw, that he's like the fourth Mariner ever to play 1,300 games.
I'm sorry, Joe. Let me look this up again. The Braves only scored 29 runs.
I saw.
You will still be on the back end of a 30-3 loss to the Texas Rangers.
Hey, you know what? At least Ryan Mountcastle is swinging the rake.
He looks really good.
I'm enjoying that.
I never heard of him before, and he came up and just destroyed the Yankees last series. He just kept getting on base.
So once we get Adley up,
supposed to be one of your top prospects?
Yeah,
Mountcastle.
I think he was number one or two.
Mountcastle.
Yeah,
that's a great last name.
I know.
That's like a soccer last name. That's like an English Premier League last name, like Danny Drinkwater. Real person, by the way.
It's much better when he actually plays well, you know?
Mountcastle.
Yes.
I bet you he's English. Bet
like,
you.
Like Santander, the banking company.
Whoa. I never put that two and two together.
There was, yeah.
Because, like, isn't the Spanish league Liga Santander? There like, was, that's the name. That's the sponsor of their league.
There was a game last
Premier
year
starts on Saturday,
or the year before for the Orioles, and Santander was playing left field.
Did you set your fantasy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Santander was playing left field, and there was like a group of British folks that were at the game, and literally whenever he did anything, catch a routine pop fly,
oh, I remember this, yeah.
They like erupted in cheers, and even he was like, what the hell?
But isn't it because like he waved at them when he went out there or something?
No, I think it's just Santander is like a British bank, and so they recognize the name, and they're like, hey, let's root for that guy.
Sorry, we went to an Orioles game, guys, but here you go.
Cheap tickets.
Yeah, you know this guy.
It was a short flight across the, not across the pond, across the ocean.
Kyle Seager is fifth all-time in Mariners game played, behind, in this order, Jay Buhner at 1,400, Griffey at 1,600, Ichiro at 1,800, and Edgar's got it at 2,055 games.
Nice.
Also, you guys were talking about soccer. RIP Sebastian Blanco.
Yep,
he was not dead,
die.
But he's out for the year. No. I didn't see the injury. What happened?
He had a slight contact on the knee, but it buckled.
So he tore his ACL?
Yep. Nope. Yep. It was one of those because I didn't watch the game. I was at work and I go, what happened? They were like, Blanco went down and he was grabbing his knee and he was crying. And I was like, okay, back up. Did he get hit? Was it contact? What? Because he's kind of a little B. So I was just curious, you know, like how it went down.
I think crying is a little different.
Yeah, and I was going to say, like, going down and crying on the field times a soccer game.
They said like someone kind of bumped his leg. But then he pivoted and then went down, and I was like, oh, God, that's an ACL.
It is.
So the best player in the MLS right now, you heard it here, and I honestly believe that, not as a Timbers homer,
is
down for the rest of the season. So
did you see Eric Williamson?
Speedy recovery, Sebastian.
Highlights from last game? He looked great.
Yeah, he is great.
He looked great last game.
Yeah, he's great.
Like he's just on.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Good. Now you can actually play Felipe Mora because he's really good and you weren't playing him.
EPL starts on Saturday. Let's get to the big boy league.
Southampton, I have Peacock. I can watch all the games. I can actually watch my team play.
And I have James Ward-Prowse and Danny Ings.
Ooh, look at you. We'll have to share teams before we go.
Ooh, I like that. All right. For Mike Lynch, Joe Fish behind the glass, Beers on Us drops tomorrow. Get that wherever you get your podcast. That'll drop around 4 p.m. Download this on the Les Schwab Tires podcast, wherever you get yours, including 10 of the Fan and radio.com. For us, we'll be back next week. Go do something I would do, like Fantasy PL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.